Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we look back on a superb first week for most of our Southern African sides at the Africa Cup of Nations in the Ivory Coast. Namibia beat the odds to defeat Tunisia, Mozambique drew with powerhouse Egypt, Angola held Algeria, and Zambia played to a 1-1 draw with fancy DR Congo. Only South Africa have some work to do after they slipped to a 2-0 defeat to Mali. We'll hear from several coaches and players, but first let's start with the Mozambique Football Federation president Faisal Sidat following their 2-2 draw with the Pharaohs.
President, congratulations. That match against Egypt, obviously two emotions. One, very proud of what your team did, but very sad also the way it finished. How did you feel at the end of the 90 minutes?
Yes, it was amazing match, you know. We start very badly, you know. In first minute, Egypt, they score. But we are very confident. We know how our team, they play, you know. Then I think in the second half, the coach was a very important. They changed. They took Pelembe out, you know, 40 years old. And I think all the team, they changed already. And if you can score in 3 minutes, two goals with Egypt, we know all Egypt. We start to have some confidence and say, now it's possible to win Egypt. But what we say, football is they finish only the time the referee they can. Yeah, and the boy, you know, it was very, you know, they play in Mozambola, that kind of, you know, that kind of in inside of the area also. You know, have to be a little bit patient, you know. But I think in resume, all the people, they're happy with Mozambique because we all know Mozambique is outsider. For hole four, we are what is a pot number four, you know. We are outsider, you know. The pressure is not in our Mozambicans, you know. It's other sides. But let's see now. The second match is be tough because it's a Lusophone match. Going to be very tough.
And that's, in a way, that's your final, because if you can get a victory there, 4 points, that'll be enough to take you to the next round.
Yes, it's true. We all know, even the 3 points, you know, if we can win, I don't think so other team they can make, because it's a six, I think it's a six, the best third also is going to next round of four or six or round. But let's see what we can do. Cape Verde is a very strong team, you know, very physically, very, very, you know. But we have also now Jenny Katam is play, you know. I'm not agree the rule of the CAF to, you know, is how is it possible in so important match, you know. You can, it's a normal, we know all FIFA what they do. If you can go on the final phase, all the yellow card out. But in FIFA, you know, I think it's not fair. I accept it's a red card, but yellow card have to be clean. Our best player, Jenny Katam, they never play in Egypt. But I think maybe, let's see what we're going to do.
And what was the reaction like in Mozambique? I mean, the next morning, your phone must have been red hot.
You know, the information I had now, one of our supporters, they passed away the time the referee, they put in penalty. Yeah, they passed away. Today is a funeral, you know, and the minister is here. You can, yeah, we all know, but the Mozambique is in turbulence, you know, because if you are after 13 years, you are in this kind of competition and you can start to make a good result, you know, good performance, you know. I think we have a future. Our football in Mozambique is, I think, is going go up, growing up, and is a very good future.
Mozambique defender Milson adds his thoughts after the game. The Kaizer Chiefs defender was superb in his leadership role with the Mambas.
Yeah, obviously, we knew it wasn't going to be an easy game. You know, we didn't start so well on the first half. We suffered a goal too early on the game, but obviously we kept believing and we came back. You know, it's not easy playing Egypt, but I guess the belief that we have in each other and in the process and in everything that the coach gives us, it worked for us. Unfortunately, we couldn't work with all the 3 points, but I think we'll take a draw and start preparing for the next games. Obviously, those are things that happen in football, and you know, you have a split second, you understand? I didn't see it clearly, but I guess the referee had a look at it and they decided what they thought it was. But you know, we just need to carry on and continue working hard and hoping that the next game we can get a better result. No, I mean, as I said, it's a matter of belief, you know, and from here we're just gonna build in everything that we've been doing. You know, we trusting the process and obviously believing in all that the coach tries to give us during training sessions, and we'll take one game at a time and we'll see what happens at the end. I mean, this is pleasing and it's an honor for us. You know, we too far away from home, and you know, just the fact that we came here probably without support and we walk out of here with support, it means we did something to make everyone that was at the stadium proud and pleased. So we're just hoping to continue with those performance, probably try and better whatever didn't go well. And yeah, we're hoping next game we can do better than today. I mean, we told ourselves that, you know, we're just coming here to enjoy no matter what happened. And obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. But I mean, now we need to believe that we can do better than this. And we're hoping to qualify at the end of the 3 games that we have. Now, definitely, we needed someone that understands the country, that understands the culture of the Mozambican national team, someone that has been there as a player. And I think he came in and everything is just going well. We're there to support him in whatever decision he takes. And obviously, we're there to fight as a group, united as a country. And we're hoping to make our people back home proud. Now, definitely, I think just for the fact that we're here after 13 years, it's already a pride for our country, for our people. And we're hoping that they continue supporting us. And I think this is one of the games that we prove that we can go toe-to-toe with any team. So we're hoping to build from here. I think those are our neighbors, our brothers. I personally play in South Africa, so it's a home away from home for me. And I'm hoping they can do well as a nation, and they can make all the South African people proud.
Peter Shalulele led from the front as Namibia defeated third-ranked Tunisia in a major upset at the finals, recording their first ever victory at Africa's Showpiece Tournament.
The coach was talking about this generation, being a golden generation, two AFCONs. What does it mean for you guys to have registered this first victory for Namibia?
Well, it's history in the making. We thank God for this victory. We thank God for everything that he's done for us throughout the years. We never got a victory, so it came today. So it means the work that we have been putting in finally paid off. And the people behind the scenes, we thank them, and the players that came in, they really contributed a lot.
And let's talk about just the approach today. It looked like Tunisia was just struggling to deal with your pace.
Well, it's all about planning. We knew Tunisia was a great team, you know, very physical. But we just came in the game knowing that we have to keep the ball, make sure that we we press them down and make sure we are first on the ball always. And we got some few chances, but we missed. And we eventually scored the second half. And that's where we broke them. And then we went again into, you know, waiting for them to come on the middle block and then press from there.
What does it mean to you as Namibia to win a game like this?
It's history in the meeting. It's all about happiness and joy. You know, finally they are happy back home, because, you know, a lot of things have been spoken to the next generation who will break the curse and all that, but we broke it, and they are celebrating back home, and I believe that they are so happy.
And is it nicer to win in Africa with a national team than it is at club level?
It's always an honor winning, you know, something with your national team. But, you know, it's more also nicer to win with your club, because I'm most of the time there. But it's a good feeling, and hoping to win here and at the club.
And was there any stage of the game where you thought those missed opportunities early on might come back to haunt you, you know?
Well, yeah. I had that in mind. I had that in mind, you know. I always say strikers miss, but, you know, not in such matches. But we improve when we go back to training. And we were scared. I was actually scared, because when they go on a count, I'm like, phew, don't let them score. But, you know, glory be to God.
And I'm surprised at how all the big teams are battling here.
Well, underdogs. You know, people come and say that we are the underdogs, but, you know, we just come and give them our best. And, you know, if you pitch up with your best, you get the victory.
Chalulile's coach Colin Benjamin was delighted with his team's performance and not at all surprised by their victory. But he knows there's plenty more work to do as they face South Africa next on Sunday.
Coach, congratulations for your first win at AFCON 2023. Tell us, how does it mean for us?
This is huge. It's huge for Namibia. Namibia has always been getting beatings. Us as a country, we get beatings economically, politically, and in a lot of spheres. So these brave warriors today brought some restoration. It's nation building. It's pride. And this is just for every Namibian, wherever they found themselves in this wild world of ours. It's for them, and it's just a huge thing. I can't imagine what's happening on the streets in Bintu, Koshakati, Onjatu, everywhere. But this is for you as Namibians, and we are all proud. It's ecstasy. It's just a feeling that I can't describe. I'm just proud at this moment to be Namibian first. I'm proud to be the coach of those players. I'm proud of those players, and it's just a proud moment. It's really just pride. That's all I'm feeling. And it's well deserved. It's well deserved. I think we created good chances in the first half. I think if we were clinical and probably a little bit experienced, we can, yeah, I think go in the lead at least 2-0 or 3-0. So in that regard, I think it's deserved. Yeah.
Good evening, coach. Congratulations once again. Yesterday, your vice captain mentioned the fact that you know, they don't want to entertain the fact that they are underdogs. And it showed in the way that you played today. You were quite dominant. Was that the actual approach for this particular match?
Yeah, you have to understand that it's what happened yesterday. It's something that we used to. We never really given a chance. And what we can do sitting here, we can't also talk a lot. We just have to go onto the field. We're just happy that on the fourth day after this Nations Cup started, we could go on the field and just live our lives. I mean, they're footballers, they're hungry players, they need this platform. Some of them need this platform to take the next step in their careers. Some need to start their career. So it's more than just soccer. It's to a certain extent, it's life. And it's life-changing, and we just hope, and we continue. Today we'll probably celebrate, and then tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, some are in the gym, some are on the field. We keep grinding and working. Experience, hunger, and also knowing that some of them, this is their last AFCON. They needed this. They need to write history. For some of them, in the history books of Namibia, they will go into as ones that played twice at the Nations Cup. This bunch of heroes and brave warriors out there. And nobody has ever done that in Namibia. And those are the things that drives them. And we're really just proud. Guys, it's just a proud moment.
to be Namibian.
Coach, in the first half, you created a number of scoring opportunities, yeah. Five of them. Nothing came in the second half, you continued. Was there a time where you thought maybe the usual is going to happen, where goals are not going to come and Tunisia capitalizing on their opportunity?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you always have that little fear in the back of your mind, because that's an unwritten rule that if you don't make it in front, it might come back to you. But I also think that in certain phases of the game that we couldn't keep, the transitions, losing the ball, that we couldn't really press them at times, and they could come out of these pressing situations, and that created difficult moments for us when they switch and overplay that press, because we were a bit lackluster, I think, and probably the one or the other maybe tired in that one or two moments. And I think those at this level, those are the little concentration that we need to upkeep. Otherwise, you're gonna be exposed. But I think we created the chances, and obviously that makes them bigger, and they grow in confidence, and I think that's what happened. I think towards the end also there was 2-3 chances that the Tunisians could get, and but I think also Lloyd, our goalkeeper, had a very, very good game. The whole defense, at times they were overcrowding basically the our right side, and they could come through. But I just think that all in all, I think we handled it also good.
The final coach, Hugo Bruce, felt his side played well despite their loss to Mali, a first-half penalty missed by Percy Tau denying them the lead in the game. It might have been a different story had he
converted. To congratulate my team for the performance of today, I think we lose the game in two facts. First is missing the penalty. Secondly is the physical power we did well the second half of Mali. Those reasons make us lose the game today. But the performance of South Africa was good. And I think if we scored the penalty, that the game should be different. But okay, this is comment after the game, and that doesn't change the result.
In our game, we had chances and we missed the penalty. And I think the coach of Mali saw what he had to do. They were stronger in duel the second half. We couldn't make our game anymore. And that was because of the power of Mali. So, we get two goals. The second goal, we lose the ball on a place we don't have to lose it. And that makes a second goal, and then the game is finished. So, but again, I think the performance was good, but not good enough. Look, there are three guys for the game. That was Aubrey, that was Mokwena, and that was Percy. And they decide on the pitch. It's not up to me. The one who feels the best has to take the penalty. So, okay, I think Teboho took his responsibility. We can't blame that. We can't blame it for that. Certainly not, because taking a penalty is not easy. But it changed the game.
Hard luck on the result, Coach. I'm sure you would have seen the result between Namibia and Tunisia. And your next game is Namibia, Tunisia. How do you fancy Bafana's chances of, winning those two?
If you don't win that game, you are in a very bad situation. And therefore, it was very important to have a good result today. Now we play against Namibia. We have to win that game, I think. If we have a draw, it will be difficult to go through the group stages. So we have to win that game. But we can win that game. It's another opponent. And I will tell it to the boys. I didn't have the opportunity till now, but I will tell it to the boys. Just go on like they played today. And then I'm sure that we can win the game against them.
Do you think that today showed that we have enough strength up front to compete at the Africa Cup of Nations? Because I don't think that Makgopa had any clear-cut chances, even though we dominated the first half. Okay, we can talk about the penalty miss, but do you think we have enough strength up front to get out of this group?
Today we didn't have enough strength in all the team. You saw that the second half. You saw the physical power of Mali. They were playing closer to the man. They make faults. They pushed. They kicked. They did everything. We didn't have an answer on that because we don't have that kind of players. So and it's not only in front. I think the game of Magopo was certainly not bad, certainly not. But you saw also the second half with those two giants there in the center of the defense. Yeah, they used their power. And then we have to be honest, this is something we don't have in South Africa.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. We look forward to your company next time around. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.kasafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.